This is Matt Wells at UN News. Well, suggestions that the UN Human Rights Chief, Michelle Bachelet, distance herself from a report by her office on Sri Lanka are unfounded and should not get in the way of reform in the country, a senior UN human rights official said on Wednesday. In an interview with UN News' Daniel Johnson, Mona Rishmawi, whose official title is Chief of Rule of Law, Equality and Non-Discrimination at the UN Human Rights Office, insisted that Sri Lanka should accelerate measures seeking justice for victims of serious human rights abuses linked to the bloody civil war that ended there in 2009.
Happened in the last few days is that we were a bit surprised that a delegation that came to Geneva during the Human Rights Council session and which the High Commissioner met misrepresented what the High Commissioner told them. They seem to be saying in Sri Lankan papers and to Sri Lankan media, but also to larger audience in Sri Lanka, that the High Commissioner retreated from her or retracted some of her statements, which is absolutely not true.
Tell me what her statement was to the Human Rights Council with regard to Sri Lanka, where there have been three major resolutions in the last 4 years with regard to helping the country recover from a terrible civil war that ended in 2009.
Since 2015, there are resolutions which are negotiated between the government of Sri Lanka and the international community. And of course, there are representatives of the minorities in Sri Lanka who participate. So their views are also taken into account. So from our side, what we see is that there is a framework and a number of actions that the government of Sri Lanka committed before the international community to take. And these include issues around justice and how to deal with the past, how to bring perpetrators of violations of human rights and humanitarian law to justice, how do you actually bring in the truth to deal with the disappeared special institutions, to deal with the missing and disappearances, as well as reparations for victims, but also measures such as land return by the military, security sector reform, and these kind of issues.
What were the facts, the certain facts, that the Sri Lankan delegation said the High Commissioner for Human Rights, the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, had said should not be condoned whatsoever? What is it that's causing specific problems?
The whole issue is around what we said in that report. The report actually, as the High Commissioner said in her statement, is measured and balanced. The report basically acknowledges that there are some measures that have been taken. As I mentioned before, the resolution asked for measures around disappearances, and we acknowledge that there are institutions that are being put in place, such as the Office of the Missing. We acknowledge that some legislation regarding, for example, a reparation office is put in place. Where is the problem is that we feel that this progress is slow and doesn't tackle important issues such as justice. And there are some signs that we think are worrying, such as promoting certain generals who are implicated in human rights violations to high-level positions in the army. So we think that this is not a good sign, and the High Commissioner said that very clearly in her statement.
Yes, she did, as you say, mention that the appointment to very senior positions in the Sri Lankan army of individuals was worrying. She said there'd been minimal progress on accountability for those implicated in the worst crimes committed during the 2009 conflict, the end of the civil war. In addition, the High Commissioner mentioned that victims' families also need help. Which families is she referring to there, please?
So in terms of which families need help, we think that the conflict, of course, basically touched all the communities in the country were affected, whether they were Tamil or Sinhala or Muslims or Christians. Of course, the areas which were the battlefield, which is the north and northeast of the country, of course, were affected a bit more. So what we are asking is that for recognition that all communities were affected, for measures to be taken to bring the perpetrators to justice, for crimes that committed against everybody and to recognize that, and basically for accountability measures to be put in place. What we would like to see is a bit of more progress on what we call emblematic cases. We have selected a number of cases what we think basically are like test cases to show that there is progress. And what we are seeing now for many years is that these cases are very slow in being processed in the court. So what we would like to see in particular is this area being accountability, justice, being taken a bit more seriously, and rather than the country be on the defensive on this matter, but basically move strategically and in a comprehensive way towards justice and reconciliation. Just to say, the resolution actually, which was adopted by the Human Rights Council just this month, actually, and co-sponsored by Sri Lanka, asks for some time bound. So basically says you have 2 years to make progress and to finalize the implementation, and asks for a time bound plan so that these 2 years, we can see more progress during these 2 years.
You mentioned the Human Rights Council resolution there, but there have been other resolutions, haven't there? One dating back to 2015, another one in 2017. So Sri Lanka has been really in the Human Rights Council a lot. What is actually going to happen next? I guess people might want to say, well, what's the point of these resolutions? What kind of pressure can the Human Rights Council and its 47 member states apply to Sri Lanka to ensure that everyone in Sri Lanka gets justice and accountability?
For us, engagement and working with Sri Lanka to achieve justice and accountability for all people in Sri Lanka and working with the government of Sri Lanka is really important. So I have to emphasize that there have been measures that have been taken, but yet these measures are not comprehensive. They do not address all the issues. So from our side, what we would like to see, and what I think the Human Rights Council would like to see, is comprehensive implementation of its framework resolution already passed in 2015, which outline the measures that needs to be taken. And of course, what we would like to see, of course, is the good faith of Sri Lanka, which is co-sponsoring the resolutions and engaging with the United Nations and engaging with the Human Rights Council and with our office, is to say, okay, let's work together towards a time-bound plan where we can put a plan in order so that we can see the full implementation of these resolutions during the next 2 years. The 2 years are important because the 2 years acknowledges that maybe, you know, these are complex matters, but at the same time, it says it can be done within 2 years.